means you make a hole in the wool. So for a small hole, you chay. Trashi v'chol ha'kodich really is amanas l'malish. You're making a hole, amanas to fill it up soon. L'tkoye bo yesed, you want to put a peg in the place, you want to put a nail there, so first you make a hole, then you put the peg in. V'shaloy l'malish kori noikiv, but you don't plan to fill it up, just leave the hole. An open hole is usually called a noikiv, a stama hole. So the Mishnah says, for koydech yichayiv. Smar bishleim al Rav, bishleim according to Rav that says if you make a hole in the chicken coop, yichayiv is mechse kaman dechar churta lebinyona. It looks as if you're making a hole now to make a binyan. That's why yichayiv. So Rashi bishleim al Rav the yom a nekev heavy binyan. If you make a hole in the chicken coop, that's called a binyan. Is hainami binyanhu. Who adin koydech means making a hole in the wall to fill it up with a peg soon, but just making the hole right now is also called a binyan. V'yafa pishim alenu zatrashi, haray hoya lebinyan shakadech achur. A kol point, if you're making the hole in the wall, it's called you helped, you did something, that now you can finish it off by putting the peg in. But making the hole is called a meleches binyan. So according to Rav, it's good koydech is called binyan, because just making a hole in the wall is called a binyan according to Rav. Ela l'Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, that learns if you make a hole through the chicken coop, you only chay mishumaka b'patish, but as binyan yepoter. For the Gemara here, lav gemar malachu. By making a hole in the wall in order to put a peg, making the hole is not the gemar malachum, because you have not to put a peg in there. You making the hole by itself is not the gemar malachum. So how come you chayiv here? Then you make a hole in the chicken coop, yichayiv, because that's makav patish. That's the end of the chicken. That's finishing off the chicken coop. Avul ze shemid listoim, but here you make a hole in the wall. I'm not to put a peg in there. Lav gemar malachu. That's not considered the gemar malachu. And the Gemara hocha b'mayaskinon. You know what the case of koydech is chayiv in the Mishnah? The bezia beramtza de parzala. How do you make the hole? You knock a peg straight into the wall. V'shafke begavei, and you leave the peg in the wall. Tahainu gemar malacha, and echlami, that's the gemar malacha. He's putting a peg into the wall, that's gemar malacha. And echlami, it's not a choshev binyan. You didn't create anything new. But I call upon him, Yechai Mishra Makva Padish. Trashi Baramza the Parzala. Bimisam Ner Oruch. You have a long, like needle, a nail. Shel Barzal, a long metal nail. Vishavka Begavei. Litleshbo. You like bang a nail in the wall, and you let the nail stay in the wall. What purpose? To hang. You use it for hanging. You want to hang your coat up. You hang your hat on the nail. So putting the nail into the wall, that's a Issa Binyan. So here Shmuel's also maskim. I mean, here Shmuel holds it's not our binyan, but here it's called makav patish because you finished what you wanted to do. But the Mishnah says zeh klal something that's miskayim. So the Gemara zeh klal asuya mai. What's the chiddush of davar hamiskayim? So the Gemara asuya dechak kapiza bekava. I mean, you had a big piece of wood, a solid piece of wood, and you hollowed out the small measurement called a kapiza. And you can use now this wood as a measuring cup for a kapiza. It has the size of a kapiza. But really, the wood itself is big and thick that you could have hollowed it out to make a bigger size, to make the size of a kabo. So I would think that now that you only did the kapiza, it's not miskayim, you're going to mistam hollow it out further to make a bigger cup, to make a big measuring cup. Kamashma, no. If you leave it with the smallest shear, even though there is size enough in this wood to hollow it out more, but the way it is now, it's useful, and we'll say yichayiv. Trashi, techak kafiza bekaba, the goylim godel, a goylim means a solid piece of wood. Haroya lechakak boykab, that's right to hollow out the measurement of a kav. Chokak shalish lugin. You only hacked out the size of gimel lugin. V'afapi shosad lohosif yeshem mekayim mekayim. Even though there's enough shear to make it bigger, but without some people leave it the way it is, for this alone yichayiv. Right, the Mishnah ends off with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Ha'makir berkunas alasadin. If you bang your hammer on the flat piece of metal, for that yichayiv. For the Gemara Ma'akovit, what are you doing? So we're not talking about you finishing off the kli. And the hammer itself was finished before, like you're using the hammer. So what's the malacha now by banging the hammer on a flat piece of metal? The more rabbi of Rabbi Yosef, Dar Matavayu, Mifnei Shemam and Es Yodei. Hey, by stam banging the hammer, you like get in practice. Your mom and you practice your hand to know how to bang well. So like you're learning how to bang. So for learning how to bang, that's the malacha. Fred Gemara, Koshu Bo B'nei Rachbo. That's so, just for learning, to getting used to doing a malacha. It's a malacha of a zay chaza umnesa b'shabbat. If someone's walking in the street and sees an umin, sees a carpenter building on Shabbos, the gomar, and the person just learns by watching him build, he's learning how to build. His hachinami de mechayiv. You want to tell me just for learning how to do it, he's chayiv. Like, what are you saying here? Just because he bangs his hand on the flat piece of metal, so he gets used to banging with a hammer, that's a malacha? He didn't do anything. He didn't create anything, though. What should be the malacha? Elazar the Gemara, Abaye v'Rova d'Amr Tavayu, both Abaye v'Rova say, Shekei meradadei tase mishkon. In the mishkon, when they used to beat down the metal plates for the mishkon, they used to bang it down with a hammer. Oysin came. That they used to do this way. That means while they were banging down the metal to make it smooth, the hammer would get out of shape, and more the hammer would become bumpy. So you want to smooth out the hammer, you would knock the hammer down on a smooth piece of metal to smooth out the hammer. So that's like a type of a gemar malacha to the hammer. So the Maratani Nami Hochi, we have a Shimon Leimer, Af Hamaker Bakunis Alasad, and you take your hammer that has bumps on it and bang it down on a smooth piece of metal. Bishas Malacha, while you're working, is Chayiv. So that's a type of a Gemar Malacha, Makam Patish, that you're finishing up the hammer. Which just is a Chiddush, though. The Tanakama dings and say no. Since the hammer was already finished and usable, just now while you're using it, you get bumps on the top of the hammer. So you want to smooth out the bumps, that wouldn't be Makam Patish. Rav Shingon Yol says yes. About now you're using it, and now it, you can't use it anymore because the front became not smooth. It has bumps. If you smooth out the bumps, that's again called makom patish. And he feels like the brisa shekain mardadei tase mishkon eisen kain, because when they're doing working with the mishkon to smooth out the metal pieces, they also used to beat the hammer on a smooth piece of metal to smooth out the hammer while they were working. Trashi maimin yodai margilu machavon la ko haruya. The half minute was you get used to banging with a hammer. Limlocha mak gedoloi makatana. Rather than tas the mishkon, the sefer kroshim moisin kain. Makin gimol al tas v'yachas al sadin. Three times they'd bang to smooth out the metal for the mishkon, and then one time they would bang lahach lekakurnus to smooth out the hammer itself. Shlo yifkaya hatas, it shouldn't break or bust the tas. Shudak. I just saw that they're making matbeis in this place. Also, they did like this. After they finished banging a few times, they would bang one more time to smooth out the hammer itself. There's like the Mishnah. Ha chayrish kol shu. If you make a chayrish, you plow on the kark on Shabbos, you chayir for a kol shu. Ha menachish. Ve'ha mekarsein v'ya mezare, there's also kol shu chayir. Even a little bit that you do, it's also chayir. Now, menachish means you're pulling out the bad roots. So it's made of a type of a zuriya. You're making the plant grow better. By pulling out the bad roots, hamenachish, you're making it grow better. V'yamakarsim zetrashi, koytes anofim yveshim. Not the roots, but the branches. You have dried out branches on the tree, and you're pulling off the dried out branches, menilin lasaknoi, to make the tree grow better. So that's also malach of zuriya, you're making it grow better. V'hamezared, strashi, zade means lachem chadoshim, shoshone, even the new fresh branches that grow out. But you have too many of them. Shoshone zu, pomim shem rubim, there's too much. O machishim ilon, it makes the ilon too heavy, it's going to die. O misyavshin, it'll make it dry up. V'koitzenaisim imenu, mainly you cut off a lot of the new branches so the tree should grow well. So these are all ways of mimisakin the tree. So it's type of a zriya, yichai for kolshu. If you pick off eitzim, you like rip off wood off the tree. Im lesaken kolshu. If you cover on for pulling off the branches, it's to mesaken the tree. So it goes b'chal zriya yichayi for kolshu. Or bim lehesek, if you're pulling off the branches to use the wood to burn with, then how much wood are you chayi for pulling off? Kadei lavashu beit tekalam. And not enough wood to make a fire to cook a small chicken egg. Hamalaket asovim, if you're pulling off asovim grass, im lesaken kolshu, if you be mesaken to make the rest of it grow good, so even for kolshu it's bechlal zriya. In the behemah, but if you're pulling off the grass so that the behemah should eat it, kamole piagdi, then you need the mouthful of a kid's mouthful. Trashi, im lesaken es ilon, oyes akarka vakotsu min amechuber, then you chai for kolshu kotsu bechlal zriya. Mashenkin, if you're pulling off the branches to use it for burning, for wood, for fire, then to grow grass, Rashi mi beitzat anagrilish she Shekali hilavashim kola beitzim. You need in order to cook up a gregarious size of a nice chicken egg. That's the easiest egg to be cooked. So the Gemara lamai chazi. If you make a harisha, why you chayiv? What's a kosher chazi for? What's a roi for? And the Gemara lebizro de kro. You could put a seed, a pumpkin seed, in the small hole. The kavos agavi mishkan shekain roi laklach echod shel samonim. And the mishkan also, it was roi for a stalk that they used to use for vegetable diet to diet with. Taita hamanachesh v'amakarsim v'amazarid. Tana rabbonim ha'atolish ulshin. Somebody puts out endives. Or else v'amazarid zardin. You pull out these green shoots. Im lachil, if you're pulling it off to eat it, is kegregus. Then you need the shear to mechay for gregus, the shear achila. In the behemoth, if you're pulling off these endives or these greens for the behemoth teed, kamola piagdi. It's enough to pull off that you put a mouthful of a behemoth. In lehesek, if you're doing it to burn with, to make fire with, they lavasha beit sakala. Im leyafas as a kark, if the reason why you're pulling off these endives or these greens is to make the kark look nice, then kol shein. Then it's chayef kol shu as pechlal zriyim. For the Gemara, otto kulu loy leyafas as a kark, no. Isn't all these things, the mele making the kark look nice? Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, the Armatavayo biyagam shonu. Talking about nagam in a swamp where it doesn't make the swamp look nice anyway. Abayi Ramanein, I feel the same with Soda. The Lava Agim is talking about a regular karka that doesn't make it look nice. But we're going to lay mechavin. By pulling off these greens, you're not mechavin to make it look nice. For the Gemara of Abayi Rabbi Darma Tavayi, Moedir Rabbi Shimon, Psik Reisha of Loyomis. What do you mean you're not mechavin? But Psik Reisha, by pulling off these extra greens that are growing there, Lamais, you're making the karka look nice. It's a chai mishum zriya, mishum ta'a chayvish. The Mola Tzricha, the Kovit, Biyara, the Chavrin. It's not in your karka. It's in somebody else's karka. So Rashi learns, Le'ichpas Le'liyapis. So Mela, when is the psikre shechayiv? When you're nichle, when you want it to happen. But here that you don't want it to happen, you don't care if it happens, why is it like a psikre shed le nichle, psikre shed le nichle? You hold the second mission of Dav Kuf Gimel. Ha-koiseiv shtei oisiyos. Somebody writes two oisiyos on Shabbos. Beim b'yemina, where they write it normal with his right hand, poshet he's a righty. This is the chiddush. Even though he's a righty, if he writes it with his left hand, still he's chayiv on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to ask the kasha. The churah should be a shinui, should be potter. Bein mi shem mechud, but they write two oisiyos from the same shem. So Rashi that means shteim alfin. You write two aleph. Two aleph also you chayiv. Bein mi shtei shemus, whether it's like an aleph beis or a shin mem, then chit yichayiv. If two different oisiyos, sometimes it means a name avad yichayiv. But the chiddush is just two alephs, also yichayiv. You don't have to have a shame with it. Just two letters, yichayiv. Bein mishtei samonius, it could even be two different type of inks. Trashi echod b'joy v'yachas v'sikru. One could be black and one could be red. Don't make a difference the colors. B'chol loshin, any type of a loshin you write, also yichayiv on Shabbos. You write A-B on Shabbos, you also chayiv. La dafka has to be aleph beis, even A-B is also chayiv. Chayiv. Omer Rabbi Yosi, lechayiv v'yishtei oisius ele mishum roshim. Yosef says even a chumrah. That we say yechayiv for two oisiyos, you write two aleves, the chumrah means nothing. So why yechayiv for two aleves? Says the ikachiv is mishum roshim. Just making a scratch, making a sign that you could know that in the Mishkan, the Moshe, what they did was, and they had the kroshim, the boards, they used to make like an X here, and an X right next to the next board, to know these two boards go together. So the roshim alone, that was a davar chashuv they did in the Mishkan. So even two oisiyos, the ikachiv is, it's not worse than a roshim. Just making a mark to know what's there. Shrashim ishim roshim. Simin, that's all, just a simin. Shohoyu oisim bekar sheha mishkan. They were the boards of the Mishkan. Vavnei shem esharkin oisoy, they used to put them down. Ukeshikaimu, when they put it up again, lo yichalfu seder kroshim. They didn't want to mix up the seder. So they had to know which board belongs next to the next board, so they made a type of a roshim. V'yosu Rabbi Yosef Lemeimer, the afilu lekosev ala roshim shtei rishimais ba'almo lesimin chayiv. His chiddush is, you don't even have to write two alephs to be chayiv. If you write two circles, and it's a simin for you, you chayiv for that on Shabbos. Any two simonim you write, you chayiv on Shabbos. V'chayiv shtei oisus ala mishum roshim. She'akach koisvin akar sheha mishkun. That's what they did by the Mishkan. They used to put a simin on two boards, one next to another, to know these two go next to one another. Leide eze ben zugei, which board belongs next to the next board in the Mishkan. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, metzinu shein koton mishein godel. This is Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. That in the case where you had das to write a big shein, you had das to write the word shimin. And instead of writing shimin, you just wrote shin men, the first two oisiyos, also yichayiv.
Why? Because mitzinu shame kotim mishem godol. A small shame means something since it's part of the big one. In other words, shame mishimin umishmuel. If he had asked to write the word Shmuel and he wrote just Shin Mem, Yichayiv, because Shin Mem means something. Or else Noyach Mi Nocher. He had asked to write the word Nocher and he only wrote the Nun Ches Yichayiv, because it means something. Dan Mi Daniel. God Mi Gadil. And this is the Chiddush. Even though the Reish of the Mishnah says when you write two Oisiyos, any two Oisiyos Yichayiv, even two Aleves, that's when you go to write just two. But here the person had asked to write the word Shimon. He had asked to write the whole word. And it came out after he wrote the Shin Mem, he stopped writing for some reason. So it's a Chiddush Yechayiv here also, even though this wasn't your Machshava, but Yechayiv. So in such a case, the first two words you write has to have some meaning to it by itself. That's why only Chayiv with Shin Mem would mean shame, or else God, or else Don, or else Noyach. Rashi, Matzinu Shem Kotin. Hosel Hashminu Rabbi Yehuda, Diaf Agab Shaloi Nigma Malachtoi, Shenizkav Nichtev Tev Gedelo. Because of Niksa. If you had that here to write the big word, to write the word Shimon, and now when you wrote Shin Mem, for some reason you stopped, still Yechai, even though you weren't Mekayim Achshavtoin, but since these two voices mean something, Yechai. So the more, Bishleima Ayimin Lechayim Mishum Derech Siva. Bishleima, the Mishnah says, for Yemin Yechai, it's good, that's a Derech Siva, the Yemin. Yemin is Derech Siva, it's very good. Elo Asmoel Amai, who ain't derech siva b'kach. Why does the Mishnah say if you write with your left hand? Yechayiv, of course, not a derech to write with your left hand, you're a righty. So it should lie b'shin, you should be potim mid your eiser. Should only be awesome mid the rabbonin. Om Rabbi Yirmi Abiyita Yad. I tell you, the Mishnah is talking about a lefty. A guy that's an itta yad uses his other hand, his left hand, that's why it's chayiv. Biyita yad shonim. For the more that's also shver. For to have a smoel didei kimin de kulu yalma. So it's good. His left hand is like everybody's right hand. So when he writes with left hand, he's chayiv. So it's good why he's chayiv on his left hand. But the kasher is the Mishnah says he chayiv whether you write with your right or with your left. See, if the person's a lefty, he should be potter with his right hand. Because for him, his right hand is shleik kederech. So it's still shrei the Mishnah. How does the Mishnah say you chayiv if you write zai with your right, zai with your left, monoshach. Whatever you are, the other hand is shleik kederech. Elu Ram Rabbi, the territory Pishela Pishtei Yod. We're talking about a person, the Mishnah, that could write with two hands. So that the Mishnah is saying, whichever hand he writes with, he's chayiv. Says not such a big kiddush then. In Chur Pshita. After you think that the two hands go forward, one hand is better than the other hand, Kamash Mlon, Avi, he could write with both hands. Either hand he writes with, he's chayiv. That's one territory. Rabbi Yaakov Brei Debas Yaakov Omar, Homani Rabbi Yosi. I tell you, our whole ratio goes according to Rabbi Yosi. The Omar, Loichayiv Ushtay Oisius Ele Mishum Roshim. Rabbi Yosi said, that the Mishnah says, when you write two Oisius, two Aleph Yichayiv, it's not shot that has to be a Choshev Iksiva of an Aleph Aleph. No, it's enough just to make a circle, just to make a check. If you make two checks, two Simonim, Yichayiv for two Simonim. So, Mel, just to write a check or a Simon, even with your left hand, you'd also pass to make a Simon. If you have to write a good Ois, to read it, then if you're righty, you don't write with your left hand, that's called a shinud. But if you're just making a mark, just to remember something, even if you use your left hand, it's also good to make a mark. So the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. The Fred Gemara, well, me the Sefer Rabbi Yosi, he, Reish Alav Rabbi Yosi, since the Sefer, the next part of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosi Yom, or the Chayiv Ashtiyos, Elu Mishim, Reishim, Mashma, the Reish, not according to Rabbi Yosi. Mashma, the Reish, means you only Chayiv if you make a Choshiva, Ksiva of two Oisiyos. Then we have a good Kash, if you write with your left hand, it's not called a Choshiva Ksiva. And for the Gemara, Kuna Rabbi Yosi, not Shreya. The whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Is that at the beginning of the Mishnah says if you write with your right or left hand Yechayiv, it's only according to Rabbi Yosi that says you don't have to write a choshev a ksiva that you could read it. Then you have to write only with your right hand. He also Yechayiv even to write two checks or two X's or two circles. Abi, you're making a simin Yechayiv. So if you write with your left hand, Avad, you can make a simin with your right hand, so it doesn't blab a shinu. That's why Yechayiv. Right. Om Rabbi Yehuda. And we pass on like Rabbi Yosi. Sefer Nechama, you'll be chayiv even writing with your left hand. Om Rabbi Yehuda Matzino. Yehuda says now another chiddush that in the case where you had asked to write a big word, you wanted to write the word Shimon, and after you got finished writing Shin Mem, you stop. You're also chayiv. Why? Because what you wrote Shin Mem has some meaning to it. So the more Ela Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Oisiyos Sehein shnei shem moisud mechayiv. The chur yoni chayiv where these first two letters mean something, like shin mem. If you wrote two oisiyos that mean the same thing, you would not be chayiv. If you wrote two aleph, then you wouldn't be chayiv. Rashi, hodeiz oisiyos vehen shem echod kagoin sheish misheishoch. You had asked to write the word sheishoch. Instead of writing sheishoch, you wrote the word sheish. Oitas mi tasnon. Oitach mi tatchaim. Loi mechayiv. The loynokad of you the chad mehanach. Why didn't he say such a chiddush that even the first you wrote was two shins or two tufts or two cheses? Why didn't he say that yichayiv? Mash would then you be potter. You only chayiv if the first two oisis you wrote were two different, like shimoin, and you wrote the first shin mem. So since shin mem is shin is one and mem is another thing, then yichayiv. But if you would have wrote two cheses, you'd be potter. For the more of a time, you learned another price, not like that. The pasuk says we also achas. You have to do one malocha. So achas at Rashi kula b'mashma. For this pasuk alone is mashma yoni chayiv if you do a whole malocha, which would mean if you had that to write the word shimin, you'd only be chayiv if you write the whole word shimin. Yocholach yichdu kol hashem. I would think from the word achas for yos achas means you have to write the whole word shimin. V'yad shiyara kol habegad. Or else when you go to weave a beged on Shabbos, maybe you only chayiv if you weave the whole beged. V'yad shiyasa kol hanapa until you make the whole. Nap is a type of sieve. Until you make the whole sieve, Rashi. No, until you make the whole sieve, that's also a type of weaving. Like you weave a basket, you make a sieve. It's Talmud Loim and Meyachas. The pasuk says Beyosu Meyachas. Doesn't say the word Achas. It says an extra Mem Meyachas. So Meyachas means even part of the Malacha, a part of the Malacha Yichayif form. For the Mori E Meyachas, if from the word Meyachas, part of the Malacha, Yochel Afil Lekosev Alois Achas. Even if you only wrote one ois. As you wanted to write the word Shimon, and you only wrote the word Shin. So for Shin, maybe Yosef Chayiv, because that's called Mei Achas, you did a little bit of the Melacham, or else for Yore Gelechut Echad, you only wove one string, for Yosef Abayis Echad Benapa, when you're making this Napa, making the sieve, there are two batim to hold it in place. So maybe if you only make one Bayis, Yosef Chayiv, when you see the Shia this Tuesday, you understand this a little bit better. Let's see, Rashi a little bit says, Bayis Echad Benapa, Liachas Sheheisich Nitzorim Shoshesi. The way you weave is always, first you put strings going straight up, the Oyser Be'arigas Oriv. Then you make the second row of strings going in and out across. So here, Nitzor Echad Melmati, you make, if you put the, like to make this basket, you put the strings going up, now on the bottom, first you do one row on the bottom, and one row on top to go across. Is one row goes across on bottom and one on top. Then kruyim bottom, that's called like houses that hold it in place. Vehem oinvim, that's like a loops, es hashesi, tiderech v'chibosoi, that holds the shesi, the strings going up in place. V'yoymed ho'orig, it holds the, now you could weave with it. Obeis echad hoyu miskayim, with one will be mekayim. V'mishrim d'lav chutinin, it's not called string, korolu bayis. K'moy botanirin, shein la botanirin acherim. There's no other botanirin. The botanirin in the weaving is also something that holds the string in place. Mishem will see the machine. You'll see exactly where the botanirin are. But I would think what's making one yichayiv? Talmud Leima, the pasuk says no.